So I am Tanya Franks. I'm the director of our Young Adults Ministry here, and it is exciting days at Bellevue. Have y'all noticed that? It's exciting days in our church, and it's exciting because we are seeing the Lord bring in unchurched people, de-churched people, people who have walked away from the church in years past. He's sending in lost people, and you know, they're coming in, and they're looking for purpose in their life, and a lot of times they don't even know that they're looking for Jesus. They just know they're looking for meaning. They're not really sure what that looks like. But the exciting thing is once they come and once they hear the word and God changes their lives and they get saved, well, that's awesome. And we celebrate with that, right? And then they get baptized. And then they get in a life group, like Bill mentioned. And then we see them start to begin to be discipled. But the most exciting thing is when they start to disciple other people. And it passes on and on and on. There's nothing like it. Like, there is nothing like seeing God change lives. And that's what discipleship is all about. We get to walk up close and personal. And we all know the mission statement of our church. What is it? Love God, love people, share Jesus, make disciples. We already said that. So it's awesome to share Jesus. We got to be doing that. We have to share the gospel. But, you know, it's not good enough to stop at sharing the gospel. It's easy for somebody to get saved. And what do we say? Read your Bible, pray every day, live for Jesus. Well, if you're not familiar with the church, you have no idea what that means. What in the world does it mean, live for Jesus? What does that look like in my life? We would not, you know, if you're a young mom and you come home from the hospital with your newborn baby, you wouldn't put your newborn baby in the corner with a can of formula and say, here's your formula, live. Right? With the same way, we can't do that with new believers. We can't say to them, read your Bible, pray every day. Yes, Jesus is going to do the work in their life, but they need people to walk alongside them, people to show them the way. Just as parents, we show our kids the way. The new believers need people to show them the way, to come alongside them. We expect our babies to grow, right? We need to expect new believers to grow. Their lives need to change. We need that. Over the last year, over the last year in our young adult ministry, we have seen 56 professions of faith. 56 new professions of faith. That's the Lord. That's awesome. Of those 56, 24 have connected to a life group. That's great. Of that, 25 of those professions of faith are currently going through something that we call one-to-one. It's a new believer discipleship ministry. And that's walking alongside these new believers for 8 weeks, teaching them how to walk with the Lord. 25 of them are currently going through one-to-one. So 24 have already, 25 currently are. That's incredible. 22 have completed it, and this is where it's exciting. 7 of the 22 that have completed new member or new believer discipleship are replicating. 7. 7 new believers are replicating. That's incredible. That's the Lord. Okay, so I'm going to share a little story with you. I got 4 minutes. I'm watching. I'm going to share a story with you because this morning, if you were in the 11 o'clock service, you saw a girl named Mallory get baptized, right? Mallory got saved just a couple of weeks ago, so this is a super fresh story. But this is the whole body of Christ working together. So at Bellevue, we're always saying, invite someone to church, invite a friend. Last Sunday was invite one Sunday. One of our young adults, Rachel Lischen, was at work one day, met a lady that came in and found out that the lady's niece, Mallory, is Mallory here? Oh, don't raise your hand, I won't call you out. So she met Mallory's aunt and found out that Mallory needed a church home. And she said, you know, I would love to have her visit at Bellevue. We've got great small groups. She could come to life group with me. Mallory came. Mallory met Amy in her life group. Amy befriended her. Amy started having gospel conversations with her. We know what gospel conversations are, right? Is when you actually share the gospel. So Amy's having this with Mallory. Mallory comes to a point where she knows she needs to be all in for Jesus. She needs to completely surrender. So she does. Okay, pause. In the middle of all this, Rebecca has been going through one-to-one. New believer discipleship. Rebecca completes her series of discipleship right about the same time that Mallory gets saved. Rebecca starts pouring in to Mallory. They get through a lesson on baptism, and Mallory says, yeah, I need to be baptized. Today, 11 o'clock, she got baptized. That's a result of discipleship. That's walking with people. So, you know, we're always going to hit what we aim at. Our goal for discipleship is teaching other people to teach other people to teach other people to walk with the Lord. It is all about the people. I'm going to switch gears just for a second, and let's think about Chick-fil-A. Totally different. So what is the, it's two words. What is the phrase that you hear most often at Chick-fil-A when you're served? My pleasure. Yes. Okay, so I was listening recently to a podcast from one of the executive founders of Chick-fil-A. And for when they first got started, every year for 10 years, Dave Cathy would meet with his franchise owners. And he would say, I want you to teach your employees to say, my pleasure. Year after year after year, he said that. They never did it. Can you believe it? They never did it. On the 10th year, he slams his fist down and he says, I want you to teach your employees to say, my pleasure. Well, his son was also in corporate by that time. And his son said, I think Dad is serious this time. And so the franchise owners go back. But you know what? They didn't go back and start teaching their employees to say, my pleasure, because they were trying to obey Dave Cathy. They went back and changed their focus. Their focus began to be the people. The focus were their customers. They wanted to help their customers have a good experience. They wanted to be about the people. And so when they changed their focus, things started to happen, and their employees started saying, my pleasure. And we walk in today, and we're like, wow, this is an awesome place, because they are focused on me. You know, that's a little bit like discipleship. We need to be focused on the people that the Lord sends to us. And you know what? It's our pleasure to get to walk alongside them in their life. And the reason is because Jesus changes lives. It's not because we have something to offer them. It's not, yes, Jesus says, go and make disciples. And we need to obey and make disciples out of obedience. But it's more than that. It's because he's changed our life. We know he's good. We know he's faithful. We have an abundant life. And we want to give that to other people. We want these new believers to see, you can have it too. Let me show you how. And then beyond that, we want them to take that to their workplaces. That's how you start to impact a city. That's how you impact a kingdom. It's when God is changing your life, and then you teach other people how he's changing theirs. Everybody wants to have a part of what the Lord's doing. And it's because Jesus is good. And that's what we want to do with discipleship. So we want to expect new believers to walk with the Lord, and we want to bring them along beside us. And it's messy, y'all. It's not easy. It takes time. It's hard. But it is worth it. It is the highlight. All these people over here, so many of them. It's highlight of my life to get to walk alongside them. And I mean highlight of your life. You haven't really lived until you walk with the Lord and walk with other people to walk with the Lord. So join me next year.